This recording is brought to you by the British Council.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to episode 19 of the Learn English Elementary podcast. I'm Adam, and what's your name?
Yes, I hope you remember. I'm Rob, and it's great to be back with you again. I've been quite busy recently, and sadly, this is my last podcast.
Aww.
But I hope you're going to enjoy it today.
Okay, and today we're going to hear from Tess and Ravi again. As usual, they're talking about something that you think is typically British. An animal this time. A famous animal. Any ideas what it could be?
But first, let's hear some of your comments on the last podcast. Last time we heard about Carolina. If you remember, she was very depressed and didn't want to get out of bed.
Yeah, but her friend Emily took control of the situation. And a lot of you commented on what a good friend Emily is to Carolina. Theosko from Mali said that it's important to have a friend who helps you, and Emily is one of the best friends that anyone could have.
And Manasset from Cameroon said, poor Carolina, but great Emily. You helped Carolina to get up and to restore her hope. And he says that from now, when he needs to cheer up, he'll call Emily and ask her advice.
Last time, we asked you to write and tell us about places where you go when you want to cheer up. And some of you like to spend time with nature when you're feeling a bit down. For example, Anakla from France goes to a little park near her house.
Pure Girl talks about Hama Park in Algiers. And Yulia from Japan says, when I feel sad, I go to the nearest park by the sea in my city. There I lie on the grass, listening to birds chirping and watching airplanes cross the sky, leaving their white tracks. And I begin to think how beautiful the world is.
Yulia also does exercise when she feels depressed. She goes to the gym and she rides her bicycle. Mavi Duman from Turkey goes running, and a lot of you go for a walk.
Pure Girl also says that she reads the Quran when she feels down. Ahmed Jalilu from Algeria and Promise 93 from Libya do the same. It always helps them to feel happy. And Jaja P1202, I like that name, also finds her religion helps her. She's a Chinese girl living in Singapore, and she was depressed when she first arrived. But then she found a church and met some friendly people there. She says the service also helped me to have positive thoughts, so I like to go to church.
Our podcast regular, T. Kazaruni from Iran, sent us a long message with a lot of good advice. Leah from China has the most unusual solution when she feels depressed. She goes to a karaoke bar. She says that she can let her feelings out when she sings songs loudly.
Wow. But now, let's listen to Tess and Ravi and find out about that famous animal.
Hi everybody, I'm Tess.
And I'm Ravi.
And as usual, we're going to talk about something you think you know about Britain. Ravi, if I say to you Loch Ness, what do you think about?
The monster. The Loch Ness monster.
Ugh.
Hey, Tess, do you think it really exists? I'm sure...
Right.
That it...
The Loch Ness monster is another thing that listeners around the world said was a very British thing. Well, a very Scottish thing. First of all, for people who don't know about it, let's tell the story. Loch Ness is a big lake in the north of Scotland, and some people... Lots of people believe that some strange animal, the Loch Ness Monster, lives in the lake. What do you think, Ravi?
I think it would be fantastic if there really was a monster in Loch Ness. But, well, I don't really think there is. Sorry.
Oh, I know what you mean. It's a great story. There have been stories for hundreds of years about a big animal living in the lake. It's a really big lake. But things got really interesting in 1933 when someone saw the monster. The newspapers wrote about it and everyone went crazy about Nessie. That's another name for the Loch Ness Monster, Nessie.
There are lots of different photographs and videos of the monster, but are any of them real, do you think, Tess?
None of the photographs or videos really prove that there's a monster. And there have been lots of different explanations, a dinosaur, a dolphin, different types of sea creatures, but no one can really prove it.
You know, I'm sure that if there really was a monster, then someone would have found it by now. I can't believe there really is a monster and no one can find anything to prove it.
Well, it's a big lake, you know, and it's difficult to watch all of it all of the time.
But still, Tess, come on.
I know. It is a bit unbelievable, isn't it? You know, some people think that there was a monster, but it died. That's why no one's seen it for a while.
Do you know what I think? I think that the Loch Ness Monster is a very good way to get tourists to go to the north of Scotland.
You're right that Loch Ness is one of the most important tourist attractions in Scotland. It gets hundreds of thousands of visitors every year.
And imagine if they didn't have the Loch Ness Monster. No one would go there.
Well, it's still a really beautiful place, Ravi. I would go there. But, yeah, you're right. The Loch Ness Monster is very good for tourism. Everyone who goes there hopes they see the monster. And there are films and books and everything. I think it would be really sad if they ever say there definitely isn't a monster.
You're right. It's better not to know for sure.
So, what do you think? Do you believe that the Loch Ness Monster really exists? Have you ever visited Loch Ness? Would you like to go? Write and tell us at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish or leave us a message on Facebook.
And tell us about any stories of strange monsters that you know about from your country, in the water or on the land. We love reading your messages and finding out more about your countries.
Now, let's look at some of the language from the podcast. Listen, what's Ravi talking about?
You're right that Loch Ness is one of the most important tourist attractions in Scotland. It gets hundreds of thousands of visitors every year.
And imagine if they didn't have the Loch Ness Monster. No one would go there.
Lots of visitors go to Loch Ness every year because of the monster. Ravi is imagining Loch Ness without the monster. And the result? No tourists either. It isn't a real situation. He's imagining it. Listen again to the verb forms that Ravi uses.
And imagine if they didn't have the Loch Ness Monster. No one would go there.
He says, imagine if they didn't have the Loch Ness Monster. No one would go there. If they didn't have the Loch Ness Monster, no one would go there. The first verb, after if, is in the past simple, didn't have. And the second verb is a conditional form, would go.
This is the structure that we use to talk about imaginary situations, in the present or in the future, with if. For example, if I worked harder, I would get better marks. Or if I had a lot of money, I'd buy a fast car.
A fast car? You can't drive.
Nah.
If I had a lot of money, I'd buy a speedboat.
Actually, I agree. I wouldn't buy a fast car. I'd buy a boat too.
A lot of grammar books call it the second conditional or the hypothetical conditional. There are some exercises on the website to practice this type of conditional. And to practice other language from the podcast too. And don't forget to send us your comments. We're looking forward to hearing what you think about Nessie and your stories about strange monsters and animals around the world.
And, talking of animals, next week we'll see how Carolina gets on at the city farm and hear from some of her new four-legged friends. But now, it's time to say goodbye, Rob. It's been great working with you, and I hope that we can hear from you again one day.
I hope so, yes. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. And thank you all, too, for your comments. So, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Bye.
Goodbye.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council.